Colin Skoronski is with New Holland, and we're here at the Farm Progress Show in your exhibit. Things are starting to heat up, and I've already got to learn about your new equipment in the small square bales, but you've also got some new items, I think, out here this year for the larger units. Tell me, first of all, what we're looking at right now.
What we have here is the new big balers. The BB940A, which is a 3x3, is being replaced by the new BB9060. And the BB960A, which was the old 3x4, is now being replaced by the new BB9080. Here on the lot, we have the new BB9060 rotor cutter, which is the rotor cutter that cuts the hay up into the smaller pieces for the guy who wants more density, better feedability in his tub grinder and that. So a lot of new improvements coming for the new the big square baler. Going with some newer vice styling, make it look a little newer, a little fresher. The smooth, rounded look makes it look a little cleaner going through the field, less crop buildup. In the front, we've narrowed up the tongue for better maneuverability, easier for the customers to do a tight turn. We've gone to this particular unit as a rotor cutter, so we still have the industry's best rotor cutter drawer, which comes out easy to change the knives. That's carryover. We've done a lot of work on our stuffer designs, changing the geometry and the deliverability to improve our bale flake, or the WAD as it's called, so it's better shape, better density. In combination with that, we've done some changes to our density system. So overall, we're looking at probably at least a 5% improvement in our density of our baler, which is going in the right direction in terms of capacity and productivity. The other things we've done, we've changed the nodder shield, again, going for that rounded look, but as well, it improves the airflow over the nodders to keep those nodders clean for better nodder reliability. On top of that, we've also done some changes to the billhook design and tensioning rollers and slacker arms to improve our nodder reliability even better than what it already was. So again, nodder reliability means better productivity in the field, more bales off the back.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten when you've talked to producers out here?
Oh, the guys are excited. The hay industry is going very well. Mm-hmm. Their round balers are a traditional type baler for this area, but lots more and more guys are looking at the productivity of a big square baler. What that gives them is the ability to put more bales out because you don't have to stop to eject the bale. You just keep on producing a bale every 45 to 50 seconds if you've got the hay or the crop in front of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're looking for because time is money and they don't want to be stopped.
How about in terms of availability for the new equipment?
New equipment, both the small square baler is being launched as we speak. It's going to be started going into production later this month with shipments starting in September. The big square baler right now as well, it's going through its startup in the plant, and we'll probably start to see these in September as well at our dealerships.
Anything else in terms of, I'm sure you've got, you know, great commitment and service that goes along with the sales, but how will any changes in that, or as people get some of this new equipment, get it out in the field and maybe need a little bit of help if they've not all that familiar with it?
Well, one of the things that that New Holland has been stressing a lot is, of course, Top Service. Top Service is a program that basically commits to the customer that we will take care of his problems. Some of the higher end product like the big balers and the combines are going to be have special Top Service, but all of our New Holland is committed to keeping that customer running with parts, service, and availability, and the customer response center is there to help them out. So yeah, certain service is definitely one of the focuses that we need to do, and one of the key things that we're doing with our product design is to keep that baler from breaking down.
That's it. Anything else that you might want producers know about new baling equipment from New Holland that we didn't touch on?
Well, as we were talking about, the new big balers are coming out. That's going to be an exciting thing. A lot of guys are probably going to look at making their tradition from the traditional round baler. The round balers continue, the BR7000 series round balers continue to be worked on, improved upon, and made better for the customer. So again, as always, we're not afraid to come out and make product improvements to our balers. And again, this year, even on the round balers, we've done some special things to keep that baler working and keeping that customer in the field. So it's an exciting time to be in the hand forge business because it's a profitable time of the year. With the cow-calf business and the cattle business starting to be a strong, it's an exciting time to be in the hand forge industry.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Colin Skoronski with New Holland talking about new baling equipment here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.